Good morning. It is I, Lady Y. Good morning, USA America, kings and queens all over the world. God is good when all the time. When in doubt, we pray it all over here. Good morning, baby. It's the weekend. Going to tell God thank you for making it to this beautiful Saturday, y'all. Yes. Good morning. Good morning, world, kings and queens. Okay, we have made it, all right, to the weekend. All right, yes. Listen, today is family day. Saturdays, we normally sit down as a family and we sit up and we talk. Talk to your kids, see how their week has gone. Make sure it ain't no bullying. You know what I'm saying? Just to sit down and have a talk because you know our suicide rate is going up. Especially if there's some little teenagers, y'all really got to be nosy. This ain't the time. Okay, to get him no damn private time. This ain't the time for that. All right, this is the era of being nosy and making sure your baby, right, is mentally taken care of. Right, she have her right mind. You know what I'm saying? And nobody's playing with that right in your face. We have to be careful and we have to protect our children. Because guess what? The kids are our future, whether y'all want to believe that or not. Good morning, world. Good morning, USA. It is I, Lady Y. Yes, let's talk about it now. We got a few topics. I might wait till Monday to talk about this Hollywood stuff, you know, because it really is just Hollywood stuff. And they stuff could wait till Monday. Okay, we're going to talk about us today. All right, good morning. How y'all doing? How y'all feeling? Listen, I was a little upset, okay? Watch your surroundings. And I'm not talking about stranger danger, you know, since we're talking about family today. I'm not talking about stranger danger. No, we're talking about watch out for the danger amongst your own family members. Ain't that something? Yes, baby. You have to be careful of what's going on around you, you know, because we still got these family secrets. You know, the old school, all right, they'll still let the pedophiles at the table. Right. Watch your children. Break the family curse. Now, they gonna be mad at you. You understand me? Right. Because you refuse to live like that and put your children in harm's way. You understand me? Break the family curse. Hell with being the black sheep. As long as your children are safe. Okay? Yeah. Real life, you know, because sometimes family members could do something. I mean, they crazy. Right. They'll rather, instead of helping the struggling student, you understand me? They'll rather, right, help the pedophile. Okay, right. Be able to pedophile even more. I'm just going to tell you the truth and shame the devil today. It is I, Lady Y. Girl, and won't they be allegedly, I'm going to say allegedly because you know how folks is. They getting their feelings, you know. Because every urban home, I don't care who it is, especially if they have a big family, have a pedophile too. All right, let's talk about it. It is I, Lady Y. I done bust out with these hard topics. Folks don't like to talk about it is what it is. And baby, listen, they would rather help these pedophiles than help them struggling babies out there. Help take care of their baby or help, right, get some pampers out. Well, she got a man up in there. But you will help that damn pedophile. See, and family, let's speak on it because I love y'all to death. And everybody got family, I'm sure. Like I said, if you have a big family, you have at least one or two pedophiles. Tell the truth and shame the devil. I am. Tell the truth and shame the devil. I will. Right. They'll rather spread a rumor out on you, all right, than see you doing good instead of saying, you know, that woman or that child done put in hard work. Matter of fact, some of them can see you sit back and watch you elevate. And instead of saying, that's my baby, that's my cousin, that's my niece, you know, she started from the bottom to the top. They see you elevating now. Instead of giving you congratulations, a little pat on the back or saying, keep going, they'll rather turn their nose up, baby, and spread a rumor. Right. Listen. Turn your success into a little something, you know. They putting you down when they say, oh, your little skits. or your little TikTok, you know, or here's my favorite one that, let me tell y'all something, world, USA, America, it is Our Lady Y, and it don't intimidate me not one bit. Matter of fact, babies, it makes me go harder. Oh, they love to tell me you a little bit too old to be doing that, Emma. Baby, you are as old as you feel. You understand me? All right, inside and out. You know what I like to say. Okay, if you can see her, you could be her. Her ain't got no age on it. You understand what I'm saying? Right. So I'm saying keep going. Because it is Our Lady Y. And even I, okay, face a little bias within my family. Okay, but who cares? I'm going to tell you that right now. Who cares? What I'm going to start doing this year is using my beautiful block finger. I'm going to block everybody. Okay, because if you can't see my best, you are not allowed to see my success. Do you understand? It is Our Lady Y. I love y'all to death. And the reason why I'm telling y'all, because we family. And I feel like we more family sometimes than my real family. Okay, I can't talk to them about this, especially the east side. Now, the west side I probably could talk to, but it's still going to be a little sprinkle of bullshit. You understand me? Right, definitely not the east side. Hell no. Hell no. Because they're going to take whatever I say and spin it. It ain't going to be what I'm telling you right now. Okay, it's going to change into all kind of, oh, she thinks she better than us now. I got some people, okay, don't even know me, and in my pockets, family members. Okay, I got some out of town know me, watching me, so they can spread rumors on me. Ain't that something? Right, and think I don't know? Listen. Those who forms weapons against me shall not prosper. Okay, that's one of the, okay, guard lines that I love to spit back out. Really, really. To me, ladies and gentlemen, kings and queens, you have to keep on going. Okay, family can be, sometimes they can be your greatest success, and then other times they can be your biggest downfall. It's a, it's a double sword. It's a double sword. You, as a person, gotta know you control your own destiny. Let no one choose your destiny for you. It is Our Lady Y. I love y'all. Sometimes you just gotta talk about it like that, especially with family. Baby, you can't let them know. No. And you never know. I say family, some people say the devil. Because you never know who the devil gonna send for you. Now, ain't that the truth? It is. Okay, it could be your own mama. I'm going to tell you what God love. You just have to keep on going. God didn't give the dream to everybody, baby. He gave it to you. I'm talking to somebody today. You could be the next Niecy Nash. Beautiful woman. Did the work. Okay, did the work. You have to do the work. That's what they say. I'm about to start doing the work myself. Right. I'm in line with the universe. It's my time. You understand me? Keep going. Let nobody, even family, I don't care who it is, mama, daddy, sister, brother, cousin, control your destiny. You control your own destiny. It is I, Lady Y. It's Saturday out here in the seas. Okay, it's cold. That's another thing, too. Let's talk about it. It's freezing out here, huh? It's freezing out here. And if this is the West Coast cold, I know the East Coast cold. All right, let's put, all right, them coats on. Let's get some extra blankets or whatnot. Make sure, y'all, listen, I love the fur babies. Let's not have the fur babies outside in the snow. How could you? They ain't gonna make it, and y'all know it. Make sure them babies in the house, in the basement, somewhere comfortable. Right. Where they won't freeze to death. Listen, y'all know not to go outside late at night. It's freezing, dropping below temperatures. I would like to say that because I love you. Listen, y'all more part of than my family than my real family. And I hate to say it. In a minute, I'm going to need prayer. Every time I look around, it's a rumor about me in my face. Okay, but that's how family is. You supposed to keep on going. This year, okay, it is Our Lady Y. I'm not going to explain nothing to nobody. That's what I said. I said this year's our year. I said, I'm not explaining nothing to nobody. I'm not. Think what you want. Whatever makes you feel good inside. Listen, because I'm going to do whatever makes me feel good inside. That's our year. This is our year. Our year is we're going to do whatever makes us feel happy. Listen, health is the new wealth. Did I say that? Do whatever makes you feel happy. Get out at least once a day. I don't care if you walking to your balcony. I don't care if you walk to your door and open that door and step 1 foot outside and take you a great big old breath of fresh air. Baby, that goes a long way. Do you hear me? You go relax, take that breath of fresh air. Okay, just like I said, you don't have to go to the gym to work out. You can work out at home, all right? The gym is different. I don't went to the gym. You know, I loved it. It was a very good experience. It was. I would like to say listen, this is my experience. It is Our Lady Y. It's Saturday out here in these seas, and I love y'all to death. We doing a little family talk, and I'm here talking to family, my company, my squad. Listen, I love you, and I want to thank you for being here, because I know you could be anywhere else, but you choose to be here with your girl. Listen, I love the gym, and I love the gym experience, but from my experience, I'm just talking about my experience, America, USA. I don't like the attention. When I want to go in there, I want to sweat for that 1 hour. I really want to do some exercise. You know what I'm saying? Because it was giving very good results. Right. But I don't like attention. So I felt like I was getting a little bit too much attention. So, right. A beautiful establishment, a beautiful sponsor. Let's just say that, okay? Hey now, sponsor. A beautiful sponsor bought me a exercise bike for me to work out in my own home, and it is magnificent, okay? Magnificent. I am losing pounds by the minute. I love it, America. Matter of fact, we got it from the TikTok family. How about that? Beautiful. I have not yet to put it on there yet, I am. On my own time soon, when I get the matching outfits. Okay. And you know, see, you want to look good when you put your stuff out, family. Listen, this is the tip. Okay. It is Our Lady Y, and it's Saturday, and we sharing love all over the world, America, all over the world. Okay. You understand me? Listen, tip, when you get something new and you get something fresh and you want to, you know, present it to the world, you want a presentation, okay? Right. You work out on it a little bit more. You get your matching outfits, okay? And you get a rhythm of the bike, so it make you look professional. And not only will it make it look good for the founders, which is the TikTok family, right. But you want to make sure everything's great. And I'm telling you, best experience I've ever had, family. Best experience I've ever had. Yeah. Baby, go on and get you one. You know, ain't nothing like relaxing, okay, in your own home. Listen, no copyrights to any music you might hear today. Yeah, no, I'm going to hit y'all with that Hollywood gossip on Monday. Yeah. I'm going to need some of that, you know, for Monday. Because on the weekend, family, it's for us. How was y'all Martin Luther King Day? Mine was beautiful. It was quiet. Me and the kids went and grabbed something to eat, you know, and then the next day we cooked. Tomorrow for all you game lovers. All right, we got the game on. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow it's a football game for all you sports lovers. The game will be on. I got to see who's playing who. Okay, forgive me for not knowing, but I'll know in the morning. Okay, since we back on our game, family. Listen, I love you. I want y'all to be careful out here. Okay, out here on these streets today. I want y'all to look for all the warning signs. Okay, communication and conversation is everything. That's key with you couples out here. Listen, the new flex, okay? Hold on, y'all. See, because I feel like I'm getting a little cold because it's cold out here. The new flex is having a relationship. I feel like y'all taking love for granted. Okay, people don't want to love no more. Y'all want everything so fast. You want it microwavable. No, no, no. Real love you have to work on, ladies and gentlemen, kings and queens. Okay, USA America, you don't want that thing if ain't no work put into it. You understand? Okay, Pac used to always say, he ain't want it if that's easy. Right, let's work on it, baby. You understand me? Yes. Love is a beautiful thing. The new flex is keeping your relationships, okay? I want to give out a couple of congratulations to any of our beautiful women that's having a baby out here this morning. Congratulations on motherhood. Congratulations to anybody who may be out here living their dream, doing their accomplishments. And, you know, and doing everything they want to do. You know, congratulations. It's your boy, Candy, and I see you. Pickles, everything, the videos, the new body. Congratulations. Yeah. I like to congratulate people when they look like they're living their dream. And you just look like you're living your dream, and that's beautiful. Keep on going, and I love how you motivate and tell people to keep on going. Don't stop. And just living, baby, I love you as well. You know, these are some of my beautiful ones that I look at on a daily basis. You know, just a beautiful thing. Tim Bay, Tim, okay? We be at, baby, they be having it going on. Streets, TikTok, Poet, I mean, I love her to death. Oh, my goodness. I'm telling you. See, you, some things, you listen, y'all, some people get their motivation from the strangest places, and that's okay as long as you're motivated and you keep motivating yourself. Listen, I know it's cold outside and it's easy to fall into that depression and stress and everything. Don't let yourself learn to get out of that. Try meditation. Meditation, exercise. You know what I'm saying? A fun group, call a chat line. You know what I'm saying? Something right, that could help you. Right. They have those help lines, help numbers, and everything that can help you keep going. Listen, the winter, is nothing but a couple of months. We can get through this, fam, together. I love y'all to death. We can get through this, family, together. Listen, McDonald's is always hiring. Listen, start from the bottom and work your way up to the top. That's how your girl, the why and why not, because we can always do. Lady Y has always worked herself from the bottom to the top. Listen, y'all kill me talking about y'all want a job that y'all like. Y'all want a job y'all love. Not one job have I came in that I absolutely loved every day. Not one. Can you think of the why? No, I cannot. Not one, y'all. Not one job have I came in and I loved. A job is a job. You just there to collect a check, fam. Go in there and get that money. I feed my family by any means necessary, baby. And if McDonald's or Jack in the Box or Wendy's or one of them gonna give me some change, okay. Oh, I'm in there. Okay. Hi, may I help you? Oh, okay. You want cheese on that burger? What size fries? It is I, Lady Y. Okay. Yes, we got, okay, we got the football game going on tomorrow because people are, you know, ready for that. And we also have, I thought we had Zach. I like to watch Zeus TV. I like my tea, baby. I like my little drama. I like my little drip of drama every now and then. Okay, the girls are in Jamaica. Last where they left off. Okay, Snooki had came. She got into it. We're rolling, baby. And allegedly. You know, the one E.T., E.B.T., I don't know what to call. Baby, the streets be talking. You understand me? Right. Yes, honey, I like my little bit of tea in the mornings, even though it come on in the afternoon. But y'all know what I mean. Just love yourself. Sometime keep going. I'm here to tell you, everybody is not going to see your vision. Everybody is not going to see your dream. God gave that to you. You just keep going and make sure you use it the way you supposed to. Don't let nobody stop you, okay, from living your moment, living your truth, baby, living your dream. No copyrights, because you know I love me some Miguel, too. Let's get into it. Yes. Bam, bam. because it's early. You know, it's early. It's like 8:28 out here in the seas. It is I, Lady Y. No copyrights to this music. Okay. Bam, bam, that I'm playing for y'all this morning. Coffee in the morning. We're going to do a little Miguel. Oh, I love music. Go ahead, get y'all something, because some of y'all still got to go to work. Some of us still got to be at work. Don't even worry. I got to be there at 10:30, but anyway, I still got you. Hey. I love y'all. Thank you for your time. Y'all leave Wiz Khalifa alone. Allegedly, that is his best friend. If he wanted to blow some smoke in his friend's face, it is what it is. Why y'all? Yeah, they so spicy about everything. That's so, y'all so sensitive about stuff. Come on now. The friend didn't mind, allegedly. Word on the street, so to speak. I just was thinking about that. Go ahead. Listen here, young ladies. Ain't no reason why y'all arguing over Rosé. Okay, because the baby mama just had the baby. Congratulations, beautiful one. And then the new girlfriend said the baby was beautiful. And she said, stranger danger. Y'all go ahead, Rosé. Get your women together, okay? Okay, Rosé. Allegedly. Word on these streets, baby. I know I say, well, I wasn't going to say no Hollywood, but I had to sprinkle, okay? A little pepper in it while we having fun this morning. I love y'all. Let's do some coffee in the morning. I love me some Miguel. I just felt like y'all weren't feeling Miguel like I was. Yeah, y'all was sleeping on Miguel. I love me some Miguel. Hey Miguel. Hello, beautiful wife. Yes. Okay, I'll look at the episode with Country Wayne in the Shade Room. I'll give it a little look-see so I can stop being so aggressive. Okay, America, I will. I apologize, allegedly. Word on the street, so to speak. Whatever. You see, I'm a little upset with the steel. It's a little sensitive for me. Like I said, to condemn one, you have to condemn the other one. Because remember, he was the man in all this. Huh? I love you. Just hilarious. Hey, allegedly. They do us black women so bad, don't they? Did y'all see what happened at the ATL at that coffee shop, how that man threw that little urban little woman down and all she wanted was her stuff? Y'all fired her. Y'all should have gave her a shit. She shouldn't have to jump over the counter like Michael Jordan back in his heydays. Y'all was wrong for that, and then got the nerve to talk about how y'all fired her. I feel like the other man should have been fired, not the brother, because he took that slap very well. But you, little tan man, you need to be fired because you slammed that girl on the ground like that, and you shouldn't have no right. You had no right. Everybody talking about you had no right. He had no right. He was a man. That was a girl. That was a baby. That wasn't even a woman. He had no right. He needed to lose his job to her. You're not saying the same thing I'm saying. It is our lady. Why are you not saying the same thing I was saying? Stop playing. Y'all should have gave her stop. Y'all men. That little girl was upset. She wanted her stuff. Y'all already fired her. How would y'all like to be in the unemployment line? God damn it. Who wakes up thinking they gonna be in the unemployment line today? Huh? Not us. Sexism. Yeah, I didn't like that. I didn't like that. Y'all need to look at that again. Y'all need to look at that again. I was so upset. Yeah, and they keep on showing it. They keep on showing it. Let's look at it again, shall we? I did not like it, and I'm going to say I didn't like it. I felt like it was too aggressive, the tan man, okay? If the brother got slapped and went on his way because he understand, okay, who wakes up that morning thinking they going to be in the unemployment line? I'm going to say it again, okay? If she lost her job, yes, she had a temper, but he also had one too. He should have got fired as well, Okay, little mama, press some type of charges because he should have went to jail. Ain't no way he should have put his hands on. I don't care what y'all say. She was upset. You still shouldn't put your hands on her. Yes, she put her hands on. So what? Okay, he should have been a man. He was a man, little tan man, little short complex. You see, it's always the little man. Y'all always have the, you know, the little short man complex. That's how I feel. You couldn't let that go? Nope, because he wasn't no taller than 4'11", probably. I'm just saying. It looked like it was a problem to me. I don't know what y'all saw, but I'm telling y'all what I saw. Okay? All right? I feel like the urban women, we getting disrespected too much. And the world is seeing it. And they really, every time you turn around, I feel like they're not really giving a fuck. And this wasn't even a grown woman. Now, if he would have slammed a grown woman like that over her 50s, he would have broke some, her wrist, her jaw, her face, and then what? And then what? All right, we would have been able to press charges on the motherfucker, but we would have been in the hospital. And then what? I still think we should press charges on his fucking ass. He should have got fired too because, number one, he's a goddamn man. You see how she slapped the other one? He just went on back, took that slap. You should have took yours too, sir. I saw what I saw. I'm not backing down from that. I saw what I saw. Yeah, he gonna slam her today, a young woman, and then 2 months or 2 years from now, we gonna watch him slam a senior citizen and break up all every piece of her body. Watch what I'll tell y'all. If you don't stand up for something, America, urban America, we gonna fall for anything. This was not right. This was not right. And they talking and putting it up like it was right. Talking about she had a temper. I don't care. Who wouldn't have a temper? She just lost her job. Who wouldn't have a temper? Who would want to go on the unemployment line that day? Okay, who wants to make that file? Your money going to be held up. They got to get in touch with you. They got to get in touch with them. That's rent. That's bills. Is everything going to be late? Who wants to do that? Y'all don't understand. Then y'all not working people. Then y'all don't understand how society go. You understand? There's no way he should have slammed her like that. I still don't see nobody talking up for her. I haven't seen it. But right now I seen it because it is our lady. Why? I'm going to speak on it. Because what if that person was your daughter? What if that was your niece? What if that was your auntie? Would you want a man handle her like that? Huh? He had no business. Did that brother man handle her like that? Nope. He took everything that came in his way. He just grabbed it, politely took everything. Remember the chair? You saw the chair? I'm talking about the incident that happened at the AT at Atlanta and the coffee shop at the airport, allegedly. The world saw it. It was all over this Beyonce internet. You can't tell me you didn't see it because I saw it several times. I saw it several times and I kept looking at it and I kept looking at it and I kept looking at it. And I said, well, that's fucked up. Okay, well, you don't understand. Who's you? That probably was her last little job. Who knows? If she would have lost this job, who knows? This job kept her from one step off the streets. Y'all don't know what people go through today in this society today. You don't. And we all know young people don't talk white. They don't. They young. Shit, respect that. They got their own language and you know that. You understand me? That's society. Okay? I felt like it was wrong. I'm going to speak on it. I'm going to say how I felt on it. That was a little girl, a little woman. It's still a little 21. She was still a young woman. Think if it was an older woman. Like I said, he would have broke all kind of bones, face, everything at risk. Did y'all not see how he slammed her on the ground? Hard, I might add. Hard. See, true, she was young, so she was able to bounce back. You seen how little mama jumped over that goddamn counter like it was Jordan back in his heydays? All we needed was a goddamn hoop right there. She would have made that shot. Slam dunk. All right? It is our Lady Y America. We shouldn't keep letting shit go on because remember, all right, it's happening to urban women now. Listen here, Caucasian women. After it start happening to us, it's going to trickle right down on the happening to y'all ass. And then I'm going to say, I told you so, because that's when y'all going to be ready to march in the streets and hold our hands and sing motherfucking Kumbaya. You understand me? It is our Lady Y. Let's get into it right now. Let's unite right now, women. We're very powerful. We're more powerful than we actually think. I love us. I love us to death. And no, I'm not pro-men or whatever this. I don't hate men or nothing. I love me some men. I love me all type of men. Love me some urban men especially. But I just want y'all to do right. You understand me? Understand who you got birthed by. Have a little compassion for the black woman. Where is all the compassion, actually? Where is all the loyalty? And then y'all want us to feel some type of way, you know, when y'all go out there and get that salt and then something happened to you. You be looking for the urban woman to be right there front in line and front and center and marching for you and all this other stuff. No, we're getting tired of that. In a minute, we're not going to have any compassion for that. Okay, one would say urban men, community, listen, my great grandmother used to always say, you made your bed, we're going to start letting your ass lie in it. You understand me? Some people get it. Some people don't. Ask somebody, you know, I'm sure somebody will tell you. It's Saturday, family, all around the world, all around the world. I want to say I love you. I appreciate you. Listen, no, you give me motivation. All right. When I don't get the motivation and the love from my real family, I come right here. I come right here. And guess what? You never let me down. Never. America, USA, kings and queens. Okay. Boyfriends and girlfriends, my queens all over the world. My saucies couples, I love y'all to death. I would like to say big ups to all my beautiful people that's entrepreneurs that you know got their business going on and the business is growing. Congratulations on any and everyone who have achieved one of their achievements today. I love y'all to death. I do. It is Our Lady Y. I appreciate you. Listen, I want to say congratulations to Stethoscope. Miss Julie and the Brat. Okay, the business. Yeah. The reason why I want to say congratulations to Stethoscope, baby, because I put that little oil thing dripping up in my hair and I comb my hair every day, baby, and I could swear. I can almost swear I'm seeing inches. And that's just awful. No. Y'all don't understand. You don't understand. I be cutting in my hair and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I was doing, you know, the little, you know, the weaves and stuff, right? So, you know, everything is just growing back perfectly. And I can tell it's growing back because I'm getting the hate from the girls. You know, right. But you know your shit look good when you're getting the hate from the girls and then they want you to hurry up and flat iron your hair. Oh, I'm not flat ironing my hair, baby. Y'all, nobody world, USA, it is Our Lady Y. Y'all ain't seeing my hair until our anniversary, our first TV anniversary when it's all the way down to the back, baby. Okay, and I'm definitely going to give props where props is due. Okay, and if you had anything to do with my transformation, we are definitely going to say that out loud. You understand me? Yes. Yeah, we'll talk about, like I said, we'll talk about all the, the drama, the tea that's going on, you know, in the world today on Monday. This weekend, I just want to focus on us, fam. Focus on your family. Focus on the family love. See how everybody doing. Don't go around family members that you know is negative towards you. Leave that. Listen, that ship has sailed years ago and you know that. And you know who I'm talking about, especially those ones. I'm going to keep talking about family curses, baby, because they real. They real, real. Especially if the ones that you know that don't even like your mama. Trust and believe. If you go around them family members that don't like your mama, trust and believe that they don't like you. If you go up there and sit down with them and listen to them talk about your mama, the minute you get up and walk out that door, they're going to be talking about you. Okay? Right. Realize where your loyalty should stand. Okay, America? I love you. I love y'all to death. It is Our Lady Y. It's Saturday, baby. I'm just having a beautiful day. I just want to say that. And just keep going. Listen, the more hate and the more dirt they throw on your name, baby, you go out there and act up. When I say act up, up the ante, so to speak. If you working, work harder. If you listen, if you stunting on them, stunt on them harder. You understand me? Don't tell them nothing about your plans. Just bust out before you get bum rushed at the Wild Wild West. And y'all can tell. I'm sorry. I don't know. Please forgive me for that one. Old school. I told y'all was seasonal. Family, and some of y'all already know, you're going to get these mere bus outs. I'm sorry. You're going to get these mere bus outs every now and then. It's the age thing. Okay. It's the age thing. Okay. All right. No, we're going to go with Twin, where have you been? Right. Allegedly. That's the new thing. That's the new song. Right. So listen, love yourself. Okay, do you some meditation. Don't hang around a person that's, you know, that's a downer Debbie and a negative Tyrone. You want to keep everything positive. And baby, when you're feeling sad, sometimes smile. Just smile. Baka-daka-baka-da, smile. Right. Yeah, a little bit of Kirk Franklin. Play music. Music really does it for me, right? Music relaxes my soul. You know, something that just relaxes you, can put you in a nice state of mind where you're not panicking or nothing. And listen, prayer changes things, all right? They put it in God's hands. If you can't control it, baby, pray on it and move it up over there. You understand me? Don't keep it over here. Don't keep stress. Right. And sorrow on your brain. Listen, God loves you. I want to say rest in peace. My condolences to anybody who may have lost a loved one. Just keep on going. Take your time. They wouldn't want you down here suffering. Don't be depressed. You know, even though you are, just relax. Okay? Find you something to do. Meditate. Go swimming. Listen to some music. Go play dress up. You understand me? Right. Do whatever you need to do to make you feel, you know what I'm saying? Make you feel relaxed. It's all about how you treat yourself mentally. Remember, health is the new wealth, baby. Right. Love yourself. And listen, this is what they're trying to tell me. Statistics say, if you talk to yourself, you crazy. I don't believe that. Okay, because if that's into your girl, why? Okay, lady, why? It is hard. I would have been diagnosed years ago. Right. Because every now and then I have to, right. I will have a conversation. Okay, and if need be, get yourself in a private situation and have a private conversation. Sometimes you got to take control of the situation. And if you need a little prep talk to get you through it, then go right head on. Okay, go right head on, but never get yourself in a prep talk situation, okay? Really, because you know how we can be, okay? Especially ladies, know this whole thing. You know what I'm saying? Keep that in your head, because I be saying things in my head. When people say something crazy to me, I answer in my head first. And then I answer, or I'll be like, no, thank you, and walk on away. Because Satan use a lot. Sometimes you got to turn Satan away because, listen, misery love company. You don't know what that person is going through. Road rage is real out here. People really have mental health problems. Okay, y'all, we have to be careful, America, ladies and gentlemen as well. Men, urban men, all type of men, I love you. All right. And listen, let's make this a myth, too. Let's change this narrative about black people, urban people. I love y'all to death. Y'all know I love you. Don't get counseling. Listen, if we need counseling, baby, get that counseling. Counseling can help you. Listen, it changes things when you talk about it, when you let it out. It's like a fucking relief off your shoulder. I'm telling you. Really, go talk to some folks you don't know. Lay on that little table. I think Medi-Cal and shit cover that and everything. Then listen, I need to talk to somebody. You know, times is really hard out here, and I understand it. Find you a friend. Get you a Caucasian friend. I love me. I got me several. I ain't gonna lie to you, America. Okay, USA, and they all got good credit, and they very good listeners. And anything go down with me, baby, they're gonna ride with me to the end. You heard me? You better get you one. Okay, and you can tell all your little secrets to them, okay? And then when your family come around, they're, honey, they'll know the secrets, baby. Baby, if they don't whoop their ass, honey, with they look, shit, some of them even do it with their mouth. Okay, she never liked it, chill. and I could see why. Baby! Oh, my Caucasian friends is cold-blooded. Cold, boom, 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 bloody. You wanna fight to do the sex to 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 boo cool boo 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 bloody freeze. Okay, my baby, I got one like, well, I got one Caucasian friend to be like, bitch, I'm Rick James, bitch, you don't even want it. And be ready to give it to you. She'll be ready to serve. Oh, you better get you one, huh? Y'all better ask somebody, okay? And listen, I don't care about what nobody say about me. You know why, USA, America, kings and queens all over the world. You know why? Let me tell you. All right, because it is Our Lady Why. Because I'm human. And us being human, we going to make mistakes. That's part of life, baby. Okay? Really, we going to have struggles. A real human, a real person going to have struggles. Baby, we going to fall down. And the key is, okay, my family, my company, my squad, my family, the key is how to get back up. You can fall down because you're human, but don't lay there too long. Get right, bounce back. It's all about the bounce back, baby. Okay, it's all about the clap back in my family. It really is. That's why when I don't come on for days and then I bust back on the internet, baby, the clap back be saying something. Okay, I got them thinking. Oh, okay. Reevaluating. Okay. Struggling, so to speak. Scrambling. Damn near. It is I, Lady Y. Baby, yes. You're only human. Okay? And us being human, baby, we gonna make mistakes. All right? Just learn from those. Grow from those. And you will become a better person. I love y'all. It's Saturday, baby. It was all about us today. Okay, health is a new wealth. Listen, I hate to have to say stuff like this, but sometimes you do, because I have all kind of listeners all around the world, and I love y'all to death. Statistics say you have to take a bath. You have to wash your ass every day. Okay, statistics says you have to change your underwear every day to clean that dead skin off your body. Okay, this is statistics. This is doctors. Okay, for all my, you know, Caucasian lovers that think you don't have to, you know, clean up and you and wash yourself every day. It's important. It's perfect hygiene. Okay, you have to keep it clean at all times. You don't want to clog your pores with dead skin. Ladies, okay, you're not changing your underwear and your undergarments every day. It could lead to an awful UTI. It could lead to an awful, you know, bacteria. You're right. You know what I'm saying. A disease, and you'll need the cream and all that. You'll have a lot of problems down there. Okay, and because I love you so much, and we're a company and squad, we're family, and guys, you know, you'll get a lot of built up as well. You know, your ass and your booty and everything starts stinking under your balls and crevices and all that there. You know what I'm saying? Because, ladies and gentlemen, pee stink. And I just want to let you know that, you know, it's for a, you know, health issue, you know, and if you can't do it every day, because I understand some of us, you know, you could be in certain places where you don't have access to water every day. But every other day is good as well. As long as you try to keep your hygiene down so it won't start affecting you and affecting your body, okay? It is I, Lady Y, right? And it's important for them kids to bath every day, ladies and gentlemen, okay? Yes, especially the kids, baby. They be all outside. They be sitting down and stuff. They put their little hands on everything and everywhere, okay? My little granddaughter, creepy little hands, I put her in the bathtub because, hey, she touches everything, okay? And let's make no mistake, COVID is back. Okay, let's get our Lysol, let's spray the house, clean the house on the weekend, open up the windows and the, you know, doors and everything, and let all that bacteria out so you can get some fresh air up in here. Already spring cleaned, I opened up all the doors, and we used the pine salt, the Comet, the Mr. Clean, the bleach, the floor salt. Hey, baby, I'm old school, okay? I'm very much so old school, right? So everything is already cleaned up in here. Okay, so yeah, make sure your house and everything is fresh. Listen, cleanliness is next to godliness. Okay. It is I, Lady Y. It's the weekend, okay, with us. We're a family, a company, a squad. Mm-hmm. I really want to thank y'all for being here because I know y'all could be somewhere else, but you choose to be here, okay, with me. And I definitely appreciate that. I love you for that. I truly do. I do. Without you, there's no me. Did anybody tell y'all they love you today? Because if they didn't, I want to tell you I love you. I do. Our prayers is going out to Memphis. We heard about all the killing. Our prayers is going out. We're praying that, you know, we stop the killing and, you know, we get things back right, however that is. But Memphis, we're praying for you. And we're praying for all those cities that's cold and got that zero below weather. Okay, it's freezing out here, babies. We know. And we're definitely praying for you. I love you. Okay, it is I, Lady Y. It's Saturday all over the world, baby. All over the world. I love y'all. I do. I appreciate you. You see me. Barely want to get off the line with you. Okay, well, I'll let you tomorrow. If I don't see you tomorrow, you know I'll be on for Motivational Monday for sure. Because, listen, we got to motivate each other. We a company, a family, a squad over here. And I know without you, there's definitely no me. Peace and love, y'all. Mwah. I'm out. I love you. Stay safe, okay? Stay safe. No copyrights to any music you might have heard today. Tell me, how can I right my wrongs? That's something that I should know. All the things that we've been through, girl, I never meant to put you through it twice. No, no. Could it be you calling me down? My foolish heart turns out the stars. All that I have is all that you see. You don't need nobody else, and you're putting this all on me. Forgive me. I say you don't need nobody else. Feels like you don't got me, so you feel like you've been by yourself. I've been feeling kinda down myself. I've been going through it as well. Girl, I guess time will tell. That's the problem, I ain't got any left. There's some things I can't help. But you will make the time for me. Hope isn't that something that I should know? Something that I should know. All the things that you went through, girl, I never meant to put you through it twice, no. Tell me, how can I right my wrongs? That's something that I should know. All the things that we've been through, girl, I never meant to put you through it twice, no, no. Could it be you calling me down? My foolish heart turns out the stars. All that I am is all that you see. You don't need nobody.